Romans chapter 15. We, the strong and liberated, should bear the weakness of those who are not strong, instead of pleasing ourselves. Let each of us bring joy to our neighbors, helping them for the good purpose, for building up. Christ himself did not look for his own contentment, as Scripture says, "The insults of those insulting you fell upon me." And we know that whatever was written in the past was written for our instruction, for both perseverance and comfort given us by the Scripture sustain our hope. May God, the source of all perseverance and comfort, give to all of you to live in peace in Christ Jesus, that you may be able to praise in one voice God, Father of Christ Jesus, our Lord. Welcome then one another as Christ welcomed you for the glory of God. Look, Christ put himself at the service of the Jewish world to fulfill the promises made by God to their ancestors. Here you see God's faithfulness. The pagans, instead, give thanks to God for his mercy, as Scripture says, "Because of that I will sing and praise your name among the pagans." And in another place, "Rejoice, pagan nations, with God's people." And again, "Praise the Lord, all people, and let all nations speak of his magnificence." Isaiah says, "A descendant of Jesse will come who will rule the pagan nations, and they will hope in him." May God, the source of hope, fill you with joy and peace in the faith, so that your hope may increase by the power of the Holy Spirit. Paul feels responsible for the Christians of Rome. "As for me, brothers and sisters, I am convinced that you have goodwill, knowledge, and the capacity to advise each other. Nevertheless, I have written boldly in some parts of this letter to remind you of what you already know. I do this according to the grace God has given to me when I was sent to the pagan nations. I dedicated myself to the service of the good news of God as a minister of Christ Jesus, in order to present the non-Jews to God as an agreeable offering consecrated by the Holy Spirit. This service of God is for me a cause of pride in Christ Jesus. Of course, I would not dare to speak of other things but what Christ himself has done through me, my words and my works, with miracles and signs, by the power of the Holy Spirit, so that non-Jews may obey the faith. In this way, I have extended the good news to all parts, from Jerusalem to Illyricum. I have been very careful, however, and I am proud of this, not to preach in places where Christ is already known, and not to build upon foundations laid by others. Let it be as Scripture says, "Those not told about him will see, and those who have not heard will understand." Help for the Christians in Jerusalem. This work has prevented me from going to you. But now there is no more place for me in these regions, and as I have wanted for so long to go and see you, I hope to visit you when I go to Spain. Then you could help me go to that nation once I have fully enjoyed your company. Right now I am going to Jerusalem to help that community. know that the churches of Macedonia and Achaia have decided to make a contribution for the poor among the believers of Jerusalem. They have decided to do that, and in fact, they were indebted to them. For the non-Jews have shared the spiritual goods of the Jews, and now they must help them materially. So I am to complete this task and give over the amount that has been collected. Then I will go to you, and from there to Spain. And I am sure that when I go to you, I will go with all the blessings of God. I beg of you, brothers and sisters, by Christ Jesus our Lord, and by the love of the Spirit, to join me in the fight, praying to God for me. Pray that I may avoid the snares of the enemies of the faith in Judea, and that the community of Jerusalem may welcome the help I bring. And so I will go to you with joy, and, God willing, be refreshed in your company. The God of peace be with you. Amen.